Welcome to our Kartik Inspiration Day 18. When Mother Yashoda had caught up with Krishna, or better, when Krishna had decided, oh, my mother is really sweating so much and the flowers from her hair have fallen to the ground, I better allow myself to be caught. No? When this had happened, Yashoda decided to bind Krishna to a wooden mortar. The reason was that earlier, when she had said to Krishna, "You are like a little monkey," Krishna had said, "Okay, then tomorrow today I will leave this village and never return, so that I can live in the dark forest with my monkey family." Mother Yashoda thought, "This is getting out of hand." Deciding to bind Krishna so that he couldn't do that, she now looked for ropes, and she took many, many, many ropes. But no matter how many ropes she tied to each other, so to make them long enough, they were always 2 fingers too short. Only, and again, when Krishna thought, "My mother is really trying so much, I should now give in." Mother Yashoda took one last rope, the rope from her hair, a very personal rope, bound it to the other ropes, and then she could actually bind Krishna. Others say that Purnamasi had informed Srimati Radhika, "See, Mother Yashoda is trying to bind Krishna, but it doesn't work. I think you need to help." So then Radhika had supplied a little rope and said, "You just add this and it will do the job." The point here is the rope of love. This is also what is the central subject of this amazing prayer by Satyavrata Muni. He says, "May your lotus face with the lips like red bimba fruits always remain manifest in my heart. I do not care about millions of other attainments." Yes, the image of the beloved should stay in the heart. That is the only desire of the lover. And so this is the main point here. You must know, all things in this world can be done by others. Making money, becoming highly famous, becoming successful in various undertakings. But there is one thing which lies only in your own hand. It's your spiritual upliftment. We should see that I have been given a golden opportunity. My mind is a little bit more free from the clouds of ignorance, so that I can now do something to uplift myself from the cycle of birth and death and rejoin Krishna in the eternal kingdom of love. Therefore, let me prioritize my spiritual life. If that is not possible all the year, because we still are embarrassed by so many so-called urgent things, then at least this 1 month should be reserved for this one opportunity to develop this amazing relationship to the Lord. See you all tomorrow.